After 165 years of treating patients, the Drake Center for Post-Acute Care will close by September 30th. UC Health announced the closure in May, saying in a news release the facility's age and services contributed to sustained financial challenges and were key reasons for the decision. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Woo! Joining me now to discuss the care Drake Center provides and the impact of its closure are former Cincinnati City Council member and former Drake Center board member and patient, Kevin Flynn. Welcome back, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Lucy.
And president of the Registered Nurses Association, UCMC, Kylie Hamm. Thanks for being here, Kylie.
Thank you for having me, Lucy.
Kevin, I want to start with you. You served on the board of the Drake Center, as I mentioned. You've also been a patient there. Tell us about your first experience as a patient.
You know, I really talk about Drake. It's been 23 years since my accident. But I talk about University Hospital as saving my life on the day of my accident. Drake really gave me my life back. It allowed me to live my life, my family, my profession, moving into politics.
Yeah. And this accident, this was a car crash, right?
Correct.
Can you talk a little bit more about the care you got at Drake? And you mentioned getting your life back, just more about the difference that really made in your life.
You know, I had a loving wife, still have that same loving wife, who would do anything for me. We had three kids, third grade, fifth grade, and seventh grade at the time. And, you know, in a second, I went from functioning, working 80 hours a week as a real estate lawyer and professor to not being able to move anything. And when I got to Drake, the very first day, they got me up sitting on the edge of the bed. I needed people to hold me there, but I was sitting up and they said, let's just do it for 10 seconds. We did for 12 seconds and then 15 seconds. And every day it was that progress of getting better, not letting what the book said someone with my level of injury should be able to do. They took an individual approach that, Kevin, whatever you want to do, we're going to try and get that for you.
Kylie, help us understand the kind of specialized care that Drake Center provides.
So Drake Center is provides care for post-acute patients. So those are the patients that move from the hospital setting where they're either in an ICU, which is oftentimes what's transferred to Drake. Sometimes they can be floor status, which would they would be a little bit more stable. They provide things like long-term respiratory care for patients that have tracheostomies, which is the breathing tube that goes in your neck. They provide very specialized, like Kevin said, individualized care for stroke patients that might have lost motor function on, you know, one side of their body. They do a lot of occupational, physical therapy, things like that. And basically, they teach you how to live again. So when you have these kinds of accidents or you have a stroke and you lose the ability to do something that we all take for granted, like swallow water or be able to chew your food, you have to relearn all of these things again. And it's a very long process. And these people that work at Drake are just so good at it. They're excellent. So.
And I always think of Drake as being the most difficult medical cases. Am I thinking of that correctly? I mean, these can be really challenging situations for people, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just because they have left the hospital setting, they are still very, very much very ill or very have a very long road to recovery ahead of them. Hmm.
Is that kind of care available at many other places in greater Cincinnati?
There are a few for-profit, long-term acute care hospitals, a lot smaller and a lot more difficult to get into. Drake, if you need the services, Drake will take you. And that's always been the way Drake has been. In fact, you know, the indigent care levy used to be known as the Drake Levy until the commissioner said, we're not going to give any more money to Drake. Well, they didn't lower the levy. They just cut Drake out of the levy.
And that's been a number of years ago, right?
That was back in the 80s, yeah. Mm. It was after my accident, so it was about 2005.
We're talking about the upcoming closure of the Drake Center. Have you or a loved one been a patient or an employee of the Drake Center? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Now, it's UC Health that owns the Drake Center currently. UC Health's the one that made this decision to close the center. That's a nonprofit organization. So does that mean the services are less expensive at Drake than other these for-profit places?
I wouldn't say necessarily.
I don't know.
Less
that I
expensive.
Would, and yeah. I don't know that I would call them a nonprofit.
Maybe technically not for profit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they call it gain from operations rather than profit.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, we did invite UC Health to be part of this conversation. They declined, but they did send me a statement, which is essentially a quote from their vice president and chief operating officer of UC Health. His name is Rob Weehy. He said in a news release, at UC Health, we have both a responsibility and a mission to improve health and deepen our impact across Greater Cincinnati. This decision, while difficult, is a strategic step forward, ensuring we can grow with purpose, expand access to high-quality care, and meet the changing needs of our community today and for generations to come. We remain committed to supporting our patients and people through this transition and are incredibly proud of the Drake Center's team's legacy at UC Health. We also did get an email from a listener. This is from Steve in Oakley. Steve writes, the announced closing of Drake Hospital seems to leave more questions than answers while striking fear and concern at the same time. This unique institution in the region, if not the nation, provides services and care to the sickest of the sick and to patients in many cases with unique needs that can't be fulfilled in the more traditional healthcare system. I found the announcement of alternatives for these people too vague and concerning. I expected better from UC Health. Unfortunately, we don't have a representative from UC Health here to speak to that. But let me ask you this, Kylie. You don't work at Drake, but you do work for UC Medical Center. Was this a surprise to people, this announcement?
Shocking. It was shocking. And we were devastated. Like Stephen said, this is an institution that provides services that you really don't get other places. And I will also agree with him that the solutions on where these patients are going to go and where they're going to get these services, we still don't have those answers. There's concerns with select specialty. I believe PAM was mentioned as a facility, a potential facility, but there's no real solid answer. And I will also say we are already having concerns brought forward from ICU nurses that patient stays are already increasing in the ICU because they're not transferring out. Mm. Especially if there's a potential that they're going to go past that September 30th deadline.
Oh, so they're just staying in ICU rather than
staying in ICU, but there is going to continue. This is going to grow. This problem is going to get bigger because they are not transferring to Drake, especially as this timeline gets closer and closer to the September 30th date. So if you have a patient that has a really long anticipated recovery, they are likely not going to go ahead and transfer them. They're going to try to find them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. A lot of these places are also full. Like, our healthcare system is not functioning well. So
we have a caller on the line. We have Alicia. Hey, Alicia, thanks for your call. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to comment. Personally, I think it would be a disaster if Drake were to close. The people at Drake gave me my life back, as one gentleman said earlier and commenting. To make a very long story shorter, the condition I had, I was unable at one point to even get out of bed unless there was a nurse called to assist me. Mm. I was at Drake for about 3 weeks, They got me from the bed to a walker and wheelchair to finally being able to navigate around the wards with the help of a cane. And the people there were marvelous. I have no complaints about the care. They were wonderful.
Thank you, Alicia. I'm going to stop you there because we have other folks who want to weigh in. We really appreciate that comment, and I'm so glad that they helped you get on your feet. Kevin, this sounds very much like what you experienced, right?
Yeah, and there really does have to be a solution. And, you know, Drake's problem has always been it's not located next door to the acute care hospitals. So the doctors don't necessarily want to release the patients. They like to hold on to them where they can see them every day. So they hold on to them till it's too late to qualify for long-term acute care. And then they get warehoused somewhere else, as opposed to getting the treatment that's going to put them back on their feet, being productive members of society. And I know I was just at UCMC this past fall, and literally after my surgery had to stay in post-op overnight, not because I needed it, but because there wasn't a bed available. They were waiting for people to be discharged so that they could put the new people in. And that's not a one-off. That happens on a daily basis.
Alicia, thank you so much for your call. We sure appreciate it. We also got an email from Holly. Holly writes, my daughter was able to do aquatic physical therapy through Children's Hospital's agreement for use of the pool at the Drake Center. This was critical for her recovery from major orthopedic surgery. The pool has a floor that raises up so shorter patients like my child can walk on the pool floor without needing scuba equipment. No similar pool exists anywhere in the region. She's walking today because of the help she got there. Powerful testimonial there. We are going to continue our conversation after a short break, and later in the program, we'll discuss the history of Cincinnati's iconic gay bars. This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about the upcoming closure of the Drake Center and what that will mean for its patients and employees. My guests are former Cincinnati City Council member and former Drake Center board member and patient, Kevin Flynn, and president of the Registered Nurses Association, UCMC, Kylie Hamm. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Now, in its news release announcing the closure, UC Health said patients at Drake would either complete treatment there or would be transitioned to another UC Health location or another provider. How complicated could that get for some of these patients who have these very complex medical needs? Do either of you have thoughts on that?
I mean, yeah, it would be very complicated. I'm really not, to be completely honest, sure how that process works to transfer from a post-acute care facility back to another UC care facility, since they're very different services. There's a lot of insurance flags that come up. So I apologize, but I can't answer that exactly. But it is, and that's because it is so complicated. So
sure.
Well, and the skilled nursing facility part, which is where a lot of the long-term residents of Drake are, a lot of them came from other nursing homes because they got pressure wounds or acquired pneumonia from their trachs or their vents. And so they came to where they could get the best service around Drake to help them heal. And now you're going to put them back where they don't get as good of service. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. We have to figure out a long-term solution, whether it's on the present Drake campus or, you know, UC Health owns the old Jewish hospital on Burnett Avenue, Ridgeway, that back when I was more involved with UC Health, there were a number of floors that were completely vacant.
Mm. Well, you know, UC Health has said that there were financial problems with Drake. The American Hospital Directory reports that Drake Center lost $19 million during the fiscal year that ended June 30th, 2024. Kevin, you kind of referenced the levy a few minutes ago, but has the Drake Center been struggling financially for a long time?
It's always required support. And, you know, a financial statement, and I don't have to tell this to you, Lucy, but a financial statement doesn't necessarily mean it's losing money. There was a board member that was a founding member of a very large financial group that after they were giving the statements and saying we're losing money, he's going, hold on, hold on. He'd pull out his pencil and paper and say, how much money did we bring in this month? And how much money went out? And so if UCMC is getting all of the indigent care levy money and they're not apportioning any part of that to Drake, that's not fair. That's not right. If they're over charging Drake for its share of the overhead, the overall overhead of UC Health, you know, you can always show that you're losing money if you want to show it that way. We can't forget that they're providing vital services that they can't get anywhere else. So that in the long run seems to me that it's going to cost UC Health, it's going to cost the city, it's going to cost the region more money by not having a plan in place of how we're going to continue to give people their lives back.
And again, I just want to stress that we did invite someone from UC Health. We don't have a UC Health representative here to speak on behalf of that organization. We did get another email from Ruth, from a listener. Ruth writes, I would like to speak in praise of Drake. A friend of mine was recently a patient there following complications from abdominal surgery, resulting in a severe non-healing wound. The care he received was phenomenal. Wound care is a specialty in itself, and Drake has the best care experts. Losing Drake is a tragedy. Kylie, UC Health filed a notice with the state that said roughly 474 employees would lose their jobs with the closure. They have said that those employees can look for other jobs within the UC Health system. Do you have a sense for some of the jobs that are being eliminated? It sounds like these are very specialized fields in some cases.
Well, yeah, Drake functions as it's essentially as a freestanding specialty hospital. So you have everywhere from EVS, unit clerks, techs, respiratory therapist, occupational physical therapist are a huge part of the services that Drake provides. And then you have nurses, you have physicians, all of these people, dietary, I mean, everyone, pharmacists, a lot of them probably can look for jobs in other places. I don't know if UC has the number 450 something jobs open with all of these positions, but more than that, the people that work at Drake, they love their work at Drake. So I don't know that getting a job in another area is going to be as satisfying for them. They love the work they do there. Obviously, they have to support their families. I'm sure they'll look for work and they'll take it where they can. But it's really a loss. And I also, you know, UC has a debt to the community. It's not just that they're losing money, but we have granted them levies time and time again through voting, and they owe those services back to the community. It's really a letdown to see them let this facility close.
What do you think the region will lose with the closure of Drake Center, Kylie?
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, you can hear just the stories of people that are emailing and calling in. I've had people reach out every time I talk about this. People are like, you know, a friend, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin have gotten services there. It's hard to really put into words what we're losing with this closure. Even the person said that had their child use that specialty pool, it's not just you know, people that are in accidents and stuff, it's children with disabilities and things like that that use these facilities for rehab. Yeah. So,
yeah. Kevin, we're running short on time, but what do you think the future holds for people who need the Drake Center? What do you think this will mean, having it closed?
If there's not a plan in place and a serious plan, I don't think I'm overstating it too much to say people are going to die. How do you value that?
Yeah.
It doesn't show up on a spreadsheet.
And you said you haven't, neither of you have heard concrete plans about where people will go, what will happen to people.
Nope, no concrete plans. And even, you know, there's also things worse than death, just that drastic decrease in quality of life when you don't have these services available. Sometimes that alone can be worse than somebody dying. I mean, like Kevin said, Drake gave him his life back.
Yeah.
So,
can you even imagine what your life would have been like without Drake, Kevin?
You know, I had the financial ability to go
where you needed to go,
other places. Mm-hmm. The value in Drake was my family could be there with me to help me on that road to recovery, as opposed to being in Denver or Chicago or someplace else. That had a lot to do with my ability to recover.
Oh, sure. Having that love and support right there.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference. Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got other folks calling in. We've got other emails. Scott writes, in part, the loss of Drake is compounded by the sale of Bridgeway Point, Drake's companion senior care facility. Scott has other thoughts about that we can't get into, but he did say, I'd like to express my respect and admiration for Mr. Flynn and his service to our community. So wanted to make sure you heard that, Kevin.
Thank you.
This has been a great conversation. I'm sorry that UC Health could not join us. I've been talking with former Cincinnati City Council member and former Drake Center board member and patient Kevin Flynn and president of the Registered Nurses Association, UCMC, Kylie Hamm. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks, Lucy.
Up next, we'll hear how some of Cincinnati's iconic gay bars got their start and how the scene has changed. This is Cincinnati Edition.